Remarkable website, Cavity Search will help you get there. The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1066. Today is the 28th of August 2020, and I'm your host, Sean. Thanks for joining us. This episode is brought to you by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Okay, let's get to it. If the police have gone through the proper procedures to obtain a search warrant allowing a coroner's inquest, it can be assumed that it is legal. However, if you are subjected to a search that does not clearly fall into one of these scenarios, it is very likely that your rights have been violated. This has also led many to wonder when police can legally conduct body searches. When police obtain a warrant to conduct a body or cavity search, federal courts have found that this is unreasonable, even if there are less invasive means to find evidence. Because the search for cavities is so invasive, the government must prove that it has reasonable suspicion of obtaining evidence of a crime. This paper discusses whether the police might be able to conduct a cave search of a suspect without a warrant, and if so, what rights do those who undergo cave searches have? The rights discussed above concern the right to privacy and the privacy of the suspect's body. Earlier this month, a civil rights lawsuit against a New Mexico police officer who performed a highly invasive body cavity search made headlines. This is possibly the first case of its kind in the United States and one of many such cases in recent years. Two men stopped for a traffic violation had to undergo body searches after a drug sniffer dog raised the alarm on their car. One of the men underwent a colonoscopy and x-rays so police could search for contraband. A search of a cave must not be carried out without a valid search warrant, and the need for a search warrant applies equally to crimes and arrests for crimes. Police can conduct body searches at borders and airports, but not in the United States. Because many body cavity searches can result from strip searches, when officers search for a body, a warrant to search the body cavity, they must submit a search form. This is because of the demand for a Fourth Amendment, known as the exception to border searches. This exemption allows law enforcement agencies to conduct searches without probable cause, including body cavity searches at international borders and airports. The rationale is based on the government's belief that it protects national security at borders or airports. Body cave examinations are necessary to prevent and regulate the spread of infectious diseases such as HIV, AIDS, hepatitis B, and tuberculosis. The search for cavities is common in the United States and other countries around the world, but cannot be conducted under certain regulations, including privacy and hygiene rules. In the USA, a facial cavity examination can be performed at international borders and airports without probable cause. This is done to prevent a person from transporting drugs, medicines, and small arms into the facility, and also for medical purposes. Many contraband items are hidden by insertion into the rectum in the body cavity. Illegal drugs are often found in condoms or temporarily stowed in the gut, and cylinders such as cigars and tubes are used to hide money, intravenous syringes and knives. Duplicates of handcuffs and keys can also be hidden in rectal cavities and other parts of the digestive tract. For a thorough examination of the body cavity, use a flashlight to illuminate the general areas of the body, including the anus, vagina, rectum, anus and other parts of the digestive tract, vagina and anus. The purpose of this policy is to establish a standard for conducting strip and body cave examinations. Follow the guidelines of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for strip searching and caving. In the search, a person must remove all clothing without revealing underwear, breasts, buttocks or genitals, as well as strip the body and have it examined in the body cavity. A manual morgue is usually conducted when police authorities already have the suspect in their sights during an interrogation. The search of the cavities can be the result of a search of the body, as for example in drug dealers or cocaine smugglers who transport drugs. In some cases, objects hidden in the cavities, such as a knife, a weapon or even the body of a dead person, can be discovered. There are reasonable grounds to believe that a person is hiding a weapon, a controlled substance or evidence of a crime. A private place is defined as a place that prevents a search from being observed by people who are not participating in or supporting the search. A court order against a detention center or a court order. A patrol search conducted by a person. Authorized in writing by the police chief or his agent by email or memorandum. All evidence seized during the search will be seized immediately by the enforcement officer. A copy of the report on the search of the cave without permission is given to the person who is being sought and the search is completed. Any law enforcement officer who conducts or authorizes a body search in violation of this section is guilty of a misdemeanor. The procedures for examining cavities are detailed in the U.S. Department of Health's Body Cave Manual and in the Inspector General's Human Services Office. This is all for today, guys. My name is Sean and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.